In the Dial painting studio on 3rd Street, the impact of the decision was immediate. Demand rocketed. The studio in Newark was far too small to produce the numbers required, so Catherine's bosses opened a purpose-built plant just down the road from Newark in Orange, New Jersey, closing the 3rd Street factory. This time, there wouldn't only be Dial painters on site. The company had grown so much it was to do its own radium extraction, requiring labs and processing plants. The Radium Luminous Materials Corporation was expanding massively, and the new site comprised several buildings, all located in the middle of a residential neighbourhood. Catherine was among the first workers through the door of the two-storey brick building that would house the application department. She and the other Dial painters were delighted by what they found. Not only was Orange an attractive, prosperous town, but the second-floor studio was charming, with huge windows on all sides and skylights in the roof. The spring sunshine streamed in, giving excellent light for Dial painting. An appeal for new workers to help the war effort was made, and just 4 days after war had been declared, Grace Fryer answered the call. She had more reason than most to want to help. Two of her brothers would be joining the several million American soldiers heading to France to fight. Lots of Dial painters were motivated by the idea of helping the troops. The girls, wrote Catherine, were but a few of the many who, through their jobs, were doing their bit. Grace was a particularly civic-minded young woman. When Grace was just a schoolgirl, a childhood friend of hers wrote, she planned to be a real citizen when she grew up. Her family was of the political bent. Her father, Daniel, was a delegate to the Carpenters' Union, and you couldn't grow up in his house without picking up his principles. He was out of work rather a lot, as unionism was not popular at that time. But while the family may not have had much money, they did have a lot of love. Grace was one of 10 children, she was number 4, and she was especially close to her mother, also called Grace, perhaps because she was the eldest girl. There were 6 boys and 4 girls in total, and Grace was close to her siblings, especially her sister, Adelaide, who was nearest to her in age, and her little brother, Art. Grace was already working when the call-up came, in a position that earned about the same as Dial painting, but she left to join the radium company in Orange, where she lived. She was an exceptionally bright and exceptionally pretty girl, with curly chestnut hair, hazel eyes and clear-cut features. Many called her striking, but her looks weren't of much interest to Grace. Instead, she was career-minded, someone who, at the age of 18, was already fashioning a prosperous life for herself. She was, in short, a girl infused with living. She soon excelled at Dial painting, becoming one of the company's fastest workers with an average production rate of 250 dials a day. A young woman called Irene Corby also signed on that spring. The daughter of a local hatter, she was a very cheerful girl, aged about 17. She had a very humorous disposition, revealed her sister Mary, exceptionally so. Irene instantly got on well with her co-workers, with Grace in particular, and they regarded her as one of the more skilled employees. It fell to May Cubberley and Josephine Smith to train the new girls. The women sat side by side at long tables running the full width of the studio. There was a walkway in between them, so Miss Rooney could continue her over-the-shoulder inspections.